Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Today we're in my house in Texas because we were at South by Southwest all weekend. What?
Partied
hardied. Talking like Daisy. I woke up and I was like, thank God I'm already talking like Daisy.
My voice already sounds like Daisy. On St. Patrick's Day, no less. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Oh, look at us both not wearing green on the podcast. You're wearing pink. I'm wearing white.
I'm tired.
You know.
I'm too tired for green today. I'm in pink and blue.
We're two of the colors of the rainbow at which there is a pot of gold.
Yeah. Well, last night we won Best Film and TV Podcast at the iHeart Awards. Thank you so much, iHeart. So exciting. We'll talk about our whole weekend on the bonus episode this week on Patreon. That's also where you get videos like this one, the one right now, and ad-free listening and Discord. And there's so much stuff on Patreon. Go over there. There's a newsletter blog thing that comes out every week about the week in Bravo. It's really fun. So go check that out. And then today we're just doing some Below Deck. It's my last day with Ben here in my office. And then he's back to La La Land.
I know. I fly out right after this. But also thank you to everyone who's been leaving the kindest words on our social media and sending us nice little messages and emails about last night's win. We really appreciate it a lot. It was super, super, super cool. We did not expect to win, and we were gobsmacked. We were shocked. We were just there along for the ride. So thanks to everyone who's been so nice to us, people who were there, people who were just, you know, just online. We really, really appreciate it.
I'd like to personally thank Jenny Garth.
Jenny Garth.
Presenting our award.
She was so nice. I went up to her. What I loved was Jenny Garth was dressed like Rachel Zoe. And I thought, at first I thought it was Rachel Zoe. And then I was like, oh, it's just some random lady. And then someone was like, that's Jenny Garth. And then she actually presented the award for us. And I was like, oh my God, Jenny Garth. I was like, I 100% knew who you were when you walked in.
Well, I just haven't seen her for a while.
I know. Well, no, just because she was styled in a way I'm not used to. Like, I have an idea of how Jenny Garth looks in terms of like, her styling. I wasn't expecting her to have more of like a Rachel Zoe look. So it was like, and she was, when I tell you, this woman was so nice. I went up to her at the end of the show and I was like, thank you again. It's lovely to meet you. She's starting up a podcast. And I thought I took a picture with her, but I guess I didn't. So,
I mean, I made out with her. It was a great, all in all, great, great.
It was a great time for Jenny Garth.
Great time. Yeah, I'm meeting so many podcasters and stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that
later. We'll get into
it. But for now, it's Below Deck Down Under Season 4, Episode 7.
For anyone who ever thought that the podcast would ever pause for 1 second to be hungover, absolutely not.
No, we're just like the Below Deck crew. You get up and you do it anyway.
Do your work.
Unless you're Alicia and you just go to bed.
Wait, can we talk about Alicia real quickly? Yeah. I think like it's time that we have to face some hard truths about her. I think she's like incredibly inept in so many different ways. Like, she's a disaster. Like, last season she got away with, I think, a very good edit, and this season she has been, I think, across the board kind of shitty. Right? She seems like a nice girl, but she's totally disorganized in like her personal life, in her professional life, with everything. And there was like a moment where I thought, oh wow, she's like getting in the hang of it. I was like, she's not. She's like failing on all categories.
Well,
and I feel like we have to acknowledge it.
I think she does okay when she's, you know, working. It's just that, you know, going to bed early and stuff.
Look, she couldn't do the kitchen stuff. She couldn't make the cheesecake. She didn't put the sugar in the cheesecake. She couldn't do like the frittata. So she moves to the interior. Now she can't stay up late. She left the whole boat a mess. She left wax on the table.
But she's crying.
She made up lies about her flirtation with the mustache Eddie, where she made it seem like Eddie was texting him, but no, you initiated. Then you call your boyfriend and you're like sort of doing half truths again. She just is like incapable of, she seems so nice, but she's just totally incapable of like doing the things she has to do.
Yeah. I still like her. I don't care.
Okay, great.
I don't, you know, it's like you just excuse anything when you like somebody. I don't care. She could run over a puppy and I'd be like, love her. Love her braids. I love her double braid. Let's concentrate on pouty, the wrong things.
Her pouty lip.
Yeah. Mm. I could never be a witness for murder because I'd be like, well, they did it, but I really like their hair. Like, they did such cute hair, and I like her lipstick, and I like that she has like different scents that she puts on. Like, she's like, I'm baby prostitute today because it's sugar and waffles or whatever her scent was. And I was like,
it was marshmallow. That was, I think that was their turning point for me, because there is a scent that there's certain girls wear this scent, and that, like, it's plaguing me for years. I'm like, what is that awful smell? Like, when you're like, you know, when you're like in an elevator and like, it's like that cheap perfume smell. But I was like, I couldn't really even pinpoint what that scent was. And then my friend said, he's like, it's marshmallow. I was like, oh, it is marshmallow. All those like marshmallow scented fragrances that like perfumes, because it doesn't really smell like real marshmallow. Like, real marshmallow smells delicious, but this is just like that perfume marshmallow that, like, I guess like 16-year-old girls wear, or like if they're unfortunate, they just go down a path in their life where they just keep on wearing it. That is like the most garbagey smell, and all of those bottles of marshmallow perfume need to be dumped out into the sun. Put it, make a rocket ship, SpaceX. This is where you could use your technology, build a ship, and send it directly into the sun with all the vials of marshmallow perfume. Please.
I think it's just smelling like food in general. Why do you want to smell like food? Because, like, first of all, if you're around a person who eats too much like me, I'm just gonna want to eat you. And like, I don't want to fuck my food, you know what I mean? I don't want to fuck a marshmallow.
Well, actually, if you're gonna fuck any food, a marshmallow might be nice.
No, it won't. Look what they do to the bag. Like, if you just leave a marshmallow in the bag too long, look what happens to them. They get all stuck together, and that wouldn't be good for your wiener. Like, I don't want to fuck a marshmallow, so then I'll want to eat you. Well, I don't want to eat a human either. And then when you're not hungry, you know, you smell food and you kind of resent it. Like when you're in a mall and there's like a Cinnabon or a cookie, a Mrs. Fields cookie, and you're not hungry, and then you smell it and it's like, gross, I don't want that right now. No. It's like when you see a wiener, but you're not really in the mood to have sex. And it's like, ew, why don't I want to see that? You know, but then when you do want to have sex, it's like, oh, it's a wiener.
Right.
That's how food smells. Don't smell like food. You're a person. Yeah. Don't smell like a person either, because people are generally stinky.
I was about to say, we have terrible innate odors.
Smell like new shoes. Ugh. Why don't they have like new car smell for people?
Yeah. That's
everybody loves
new
that.
Car. I'm a new model.
Yeah. Then everybody will want to have sex. I think if you have a new car, it's like you want to have sex in the new car, right?
What scent are you wearing? Oh, it's Toyota Camry. 2026 edition.
It's a Prius. It gets double the mileage. And you barely hear it.
Oh, it's Lexus December to Remember sales event.
I almost ran someone down in a crosswalk because they didn't even hear me. It's crazy.
It's my everyday life. Scent.
My Prius scent.
All right. So with that being said, we are at a beach picnic. That's where we left off. And Joao and Mike and Jenna, they're heading back to the yacht. And Mike is like, see, we had a chance to talk to Eddie. Did you talk to Eddie at all? And Jenna's like, I did have a chat with Eddie. He's all right. I found some common ground, I guess. Because, you know, Jenna's just found out that Eddie was actually flirting pretty hardcore with Alicia, enough to the point that he said he would drop Jenna in a heartbeat just to be an alien with Alicia.
Yeah. And she's like, it's all right. Found some common ground, I guess. And Joao's like, oh, so friend zone, eh? She's like, oh, best friend. That's what
we call that the friend zim in zim.
And then if anybody's like, oh my God, but poor Eddie, he's so cute and he's so sweet. Just cuts to Eddie farting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love this show. They've got like a whole fart editor on this show. Mm-hmm. Someone who's just like, it's your job. Just log whenever somebody farts or burps or like it's a boner.
Find the fart.
And a fart while they fart.
Yeah, find the fart. It's like, find the through line, find the fart.
Yeah. So now Daisy and Mecca. So, and Mecca kept threatening again this episode to be the worst charter guest and then was lovely. And that's my favorite. This is my favorite fake out with Mecca. Every time you see her, it's like, hi, is this really the best you can do? Good, because I love you and it is your best.
It was your best. We agree. We really agree. Yeah.
So they want dinner at 7:30 and, Mecca's like, so do you still feel good about dinner being at this table? I mean, whatever you think aesthetically, but do you think this is the best table? She's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, is there a different table? Should we do it on the inside table? I don't know. What do you think is the best? It's like, inside, outside, we should do it on the water. Should we do it? I'll put a boat on the water. I'll put a table on the water. Is the water the best thing, really? Is it?
And she's like, are you sure this is the best table? And he's like, oh, I'm really feeling the pressure. She goes, Well, you should. I'm just joking. Honestly, it's going to be great. It's a wonderful table. It's great. But also, I think it's Mecca's... I mean, it's cool that she's demanding the best, but I love that she's like wants the best in every category. Is this the best chair? The best chair you can possibly get? Yeah. Is this your best napkin? Have you ever gotten a better napkin?
We want your best here. That was funny, though. Is this the best table? How are you going to decorate the table? Is it going to be your best table decoration of all time? Sandy's at home like, yes. She's like super fanning over Becca. She's like, oh, God, finally. Get her on the tables. Get her on the tables.
Oh, wait till I tell Gigi Fernandez. Gigi Fernandez is like, well, I'm the best tennis player, if that's a question.
Gigi Fernandez wouldn't last 2 minutes with Mecca. No. Mecca would be like, oh, Gigi, are you really the best, though? Or are you?
I'm the best. I mean, technically, Martina's stats are a little bit better than mine, but like, So Martina's the best? I wouldn't say that. I mean, someone's argued with Chris Everett, but I mean, I'm probably better than both of them. I don't know. I've been through a lot of therapy. This is sort of taking me back to a dark place.
Is your therapist the best? Is it the best therapy you could be getting? Oh my God, you're right. I am fucking crazy. I'm losing my mind. Gigi Fernandez just jumps off the boat. She's like, I'm playing basketball.
Mecca destroys her. Wait a second, but I realize I'm excellent at swimming. I'm the best at the swimming. The shark's like, I'm the best at eating.
Are you the best? All right, give me another tennis star. I'll lead another one. I'll practice till I'm the best. Okay, so then we go to the galley, and Ben's like, oh, this oven, what a nightmare. I'm going to have to cook without an oven. Oh, God. Oh, get over here, goopy hips. We got to get it together.
So he's like,
well, we're going to start off with a caviar service, and we're moving swiftly into dinner, and then we're going to a lobster spring roll, and I'm going to try to fry them, and then we're going to do an octopus. We're actually going to literally do an octopus. We're going to fuck an octopus together, see what sort of inspiration that gives us, and then I'm going to break out the sous vide machine. He's going to sous vide the octopus. What do you think about that?
Now you know how I feel. I am fine with that. Why?
Sous videing octopus? Octopus is already so like slimy.
No, you have to do it. The reason why is because when you cook octopus, you either, as you probably know, you either cook it like in... Are you the best octopus cooker?
Are you the best octopus?
By the way, your octopus teacher is here.
Octopus?
Your octopus teacher is here. You either have to like cook it for like 1 minute or something, like 2 minutes, or you have to cook it for like 45 minutes because like the proteins in octopus just sort of like tighten up. So like if you're going to cook it for more than just like a flash, whatever, then you kind of have to cook it long enough for the proteins to then like relax. And I think that's the sous vide will help you get to that place of like, sort of keeping the octopus tender, and then you can finish it with like a grill.
But there's something. Well, okay.
I sense your skepticism.
Yeah,
I feel
it's already slimy, and the textures are. I mean, I really like octopus, but you know, it's best when there's like some kind of crunchy element to it. So the sous vide just sounds like.
But you would finish it. I think you would finish it on the grill or something like that, a grill top, and give it some char. You know,
well, controversial.
We'll look it up.
It's controversial.
We'll look it up.
And it is in this episode as well. It's a very controversial dish.
Is it the best? Is it the best preparation? I'm not sure.
Well, formal dinner, 6 courses, ovenless. Losing this oven is like losing my mother.
My mother?
Not that I've lost my mother, but imagine if I did lose my mother. That would suck.
My mother, the oven.
My mother's fan went out years ago. It's just still ticking. Yes, my mother tends to overheat, and she's very unreliable. Got to cook all the fly tonight. I've got a sous vide. I've got to bring in all my applications. Clearly, there's lots of pressure on me, and time is very, very valuable.
Not that mother cares. She's burned me once. She'll burn me again.
Alicia, up to the main salon, it's Daisy. She's like, hi. Meanwhile, Alicia is getting texts from her boyfriend who, bless his heart, I mean, we keep seeing pictures of this boyfriend, and it's not like you're holding out for, like, Brad Pitt. You know what I mean? He's kind of just a basic
He's
dude.
Kind of like a normal-bodied Michelin man, right?
And just like it's like a normal guy. Like, maybe like a print model for, like, a barbecue restaurant.
he's like the napkin model. You know, they always have like a picture of someone on the napkin that's like, you know, Joey Portola's barbecue or something. Yeah. Like him. It's like a picture of Joey Portola, but like they're like, okay, get the guy from Whistler. We want to draw Joey Portola.
Or like print modeling for like fishing vests.
Yeah. Or like some sort of like small pond watercraft, like a type of rowboat or something, like a motorized rowboat. Mm-hmm. And he's like on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know. She's basically trying to talk herself into it. I don't know why, because she clearly is not really into this guy. So he's texting her. He's like, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Please, you're so hot. Please, please text me back. I can't believe you've been texting me back for 2 months, but please, where are you? Where are you? Are you still alive? I'm worrying about you. And she's like, oh, God.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And she says, I actually can't be fucking bothered today. You can't be bothered to write back to someone when you're the one who flirted with someone else a little bit too much. Like
guilt.
Yeah.
It's guilt.
Man.
It's what I do with the IRS. But they always get you. They always get you. Death and taxes.
Mm-hmm. Daisy serves the guest some coconut water. And the guest is like, you know, I've got the coconut water, but I didn't want ice in it because I think the ice kind of defeats the purpose of the coconut water, right? I was like, no, I don't think it does. I think ice
is mixing with regular water. I guess that's what she
like. Was it hot coconut water that's going to melt the ice right away and then become part of the coconut water?
It's not in a coconut. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like if you open a coconut, if you're like, oh God, I finally got a coconut off the tree and figured out how to bash it open, then there was ice. I'd be like, why are you wasting room in this coconut with ice? But it's a glass, so.
I'm assuming what she's meaning is that the ice is going to dilute the coconut water.
Make it down.
But I'm like, but it won't. It's ice. I mean, like, ice melts, yes, but like.
Because doesn't ice defeat the purpose of everything? Diet Coke? Like, it's diluting the Diet Coke.
Are you going to revisit this drink in like 6 hours? Like, you're drinking it right now. Like, you'll be like, there'll be like minimal impact on the.
It's on funny that stood out to you. I did too. And she said it in a way that was like, oh, yeah, kind of defeats the purpose. Like, these fucking idiots. But I don't know. I don't know what I would do if someone who just gave me a glass of coconut milk with no ice.
Coconut water.
Coconut water with no
ice. I think you want the ice because you're in the Caribbean and it's hot.
Yeah, I'd be like, what are you, lazy?
I would be like, where's the ice?
The point is, we've put more thought into this job in 5 minutes than Alicia has in 2 years.
Alicia is still like trying to like wipe down box somewhere.
Yeah. We'd be useless at this job too. We'd be like, wait, should we put ice in the coconut water? What do we do? I don't know. I still haven't figured out about the sous vide the octopus. What the fuck are we going to do? Nothing would ever get done.
We're having lots of existential crises over these food preparations. So now we're in the galley and Ellie and Mike are there. And the galley is a mess. And Ellie's like, Mike, clear out all this stuff from the interior because we have a lot going on. And then, you know, Mike's like, he's like all upset because he has to do work. It's the life of a deck stew.
And as Mike gets more and more depressed throughout the episode, because this is definitely like a couple weeks of let's break down Mike, who, by the way, deserves it. So he's getting more and more depressed. And you can tell because his hair deflates. And it just gets sadder and sadder. By the end, he just looks like a Koopa Troopa. It's just a shell. It's just a tortoise shell on top of his head. It looks like a bicycle hat.
His hair is sort of like deflating down into just like a Newsies cap.
Yeah, a bike helmet, I guess, not hat.
Or
yeah.
A bike helmet around. It's just like a hat.
No, a Newsies cap is better because he has a little ducktail that's also
it's
like flat. It's like a little tiny awning over the
so now Alicia and Daisy are discussing table decor, and Alicia's like, oh, I'm not sure I'm very good at this. Is Jenna better at this? I was like, of course Alicia can't set the table. She's gonna pour the sugar from the cheesecake onto the table, and she's gonna take a fork from the table and put in the cheesecake.
You put shit on a table. I don't understand when they make tablescapes this big of a deal, especially when we see what it is. They put some flowers on the table.
I'm telling you, Alicia can't do anything.
Yeah, so she's going to swap with Jenna, and she'll do the bathrooms instead. Which, honestly, I mean, I'd rather put flowers on the table than clean your butt.
I agree.
Skank off the toilet.
Mike, Daisy, the dishwasher has to be empty. And he's like, copy that. Fucking hell. So he's like all upset because he has to do all this work, which is also known as your job.
Yeah. It's also known as, working. Yeah. So Alicia and Jenna are in their cabin and she's like, are you okay to sit at the table? The vibe is elegant but sexy, full of flowers. You know, I have to go. I'm just really shit at it. I'd rather make cocktails till I'm black and blue. Brrr, ignore it. Just ignore it. It's like, please call me.
And then Jenna's like,
I can't 100% trust Alicia, because even though Alicia showed me the text about flirting with Daddy, she had not shared the text, so you don't trust a murderer after he told you he committed a crime.
I'm like, well, that's taking it to a pretty intense place, but I mean, fair point.
Yeah, that's true. So Jenna prepares the table and Daisy's radioing for dinner to be ready, whatever. So now people are getting ready and on deck, Eddie is complaining about the mess on the deck. And Daisy's like, are you okay, Eddie? He's like, no, there's still so much shit I have to do. He's like, do you want Mark to come and help you? And he's like, well, I think we need Marky a lot more today than we did, actually. You know, because I've been out here, look at me, I'm undoing a pink string. It's very difficult.
I know.
It's like working on some pink string thing, like untangling a string. It's like, this is ridiculous. We're doing it all along. Give us Mike. And she's like, okay, geez.
You need to call. You need to say, you need to call, okay? And he's like, but if it comes out, and it goes back in. She's like, well, I'm going to send Mike to help you. So Eddie's like, it ain't about Mike at the moment. The reality is I'm frustrated myself. After talking with Jenna on the beach earlier, and I'm really feeling the need to explain myself more and I need to apologize more. And because we're working right now, I just can't. I was like, well, great. Well, then thank you for then bothering everyone, including Mike and Daisy, with your stupidness.
Fucked that whole thing up.
That's your fault.
And this is what happens when like a mediocre guy gets any attention, because this show's like being in prison. You're just going to fuck what's there. Mm-hmm. I mean, or like being at a buffet. You're going to eat whatever it is
you know,
if you're really hungry. And so this guy has much more of a chance on this boat than normally. And the poor guy, he's just not used to having so many options, you know? It's like his first wedding buffet. He's going to order the chicken and the salmon and mm-hmm. see if he can get away with it. And sometimes you just can't.
Yeah. And this also shows you how and why people in middle management are just so awful, because it's like, he got frustrated by something that happened in his personal life and he took it out on whatever coworker he could possibly. So he like appealed to someone higher than him to get someone lower than him into trouble to sort of like rein back his power. Yeah. So I'm not afraid to look into things. I'm not afraid to take it to that place either. Jenna, you're not the only one who can take things to an extreme, okay? Comparing Alicia to a murderer.
So now back to Ben and Ellie. He's like, so will you do just a quick cheese board? She's like, okay. But come on, honey, honey, cheese cheeks, please. Can we just do a...
Come on. Lord. Come on, feta freckles. Let's do a cheese board.
Come on, blimp bags. Let's just do a cheese board. Come on. It's like, okay. But she's starting to move slowly. I think she's like chopping banana peppers. She's like, okay, cheese board. It's like, it's really difficult for me. Bombs were dropping on my head at 8 years old. Okay.
No, everything is fine. Everything is fine. So now Daisy goes up to Mike. And he's like, yeah. I love, by the way, every time Daisy says Mike's name, it's always like she's trying to get his attention in the library. Because she like yells, but it always sounds like she's like whisper yelling in a library. Mike. You're gonna go help the deck crew now. So I spoke to Eddie, and I think the problem is you're like doing the job, but then you're coming back in here, Mike.
But I'm never sitting down doing nothing, am I? I'm going in, I'm going out, that's what I'm doing. She's like, no, that's not what the issue is. It's not that you're not working. Just go and help. Just go. Go with your hair. You and your hair go.
After that chat was wow with Daisy, I'm literally saying yes to every single... Oh, that's what I imagine Mike's probably saying right now. Wouldn't you be saying that, Mike? That's exactly right. Thank you for helping me. After that chat with Joao and Daisy, I'm literally saying yes to every single job you're giving us. But I don't know what else I can do.
So he goes out to the deck, and the rest of the crew are putting stuff away. And Mike's like, I've been told that you need a hand with something. And Joao's like, is Daisy needing you inside, though? He's like, no, Daisy just received it for you. Listen, if you're finished with us, can you tell us when you're finished? Because now I have to go on with Daisy, and if you're not finished. And he's like, but I've been trying that, and you've been running away every single time.
You've been running into the Zim zone.
You're like a woman in Zim. Every time I come into town, you start running away.
Run away. So then Mike is like, William, happy to stay out here all day, but I'd rather be in the sun. Sorry. I'm just like, the extreme degree of weird accents coming out of her mouth at any given moment.
They're
when
all
they
bad
pivot.
Too.
I'm happy to stay here all day. I'd rather be in the sun rather than making beds. So now the guests are getting ready for the, they're going to the table. Getting ready for the best dinner of all time. And there was actually a new cookbook out called Best of the Best. And this girl, who she tests like 35 different cookie recipes, and she'll say, this is the best. I'm like, Mecca would love that book. So,
is this your best?
This
every
your
recipe,
best?
She'll be like, is this your best? Guess we're going to see. So Jason's coming to dinner, so the guests pretend to be excited. Jason seems like a nice person, okay? I know I'm...
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
No, I'm just... You're setting up this... So you're about to go in.
That was a uh-oh, somebody died on the internet.
No,
you know?
No
usually
one died.
When Ben says uh-oh, he's like, oh my God, guess who died? And then he gets a message on it.
I can check to see. I'll go.
No, I do. Don't, please. Someone probably died.
Okay.
Jason seems very nice and stuff, but if we were ranking chefs on how good they are at like guest dinner experiences, he would be last. Like at least everybody else tries to do something. You know, Captain Sandy's like, oh, one time I was on a boat in Iraq. We were chasing down Saddam, and a big land whale right. came up. You know, she has stories. Or
Captain Carey will tell a joke, be like, well, you know what they call an octopus in Australia? A what a wallaby. Hey, right.
A lady with eight vaginas. Right adventure. Who else is there? Captain Lee will be like, yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. She tripped over words one more time. I sent her home on a goddamn plane ticket. Everyone
Captain
has a Glenn, story.
Captain Glenn's would be like, you know, back in the 70s, I used to live in a cave. And in the next cave over were a bunch of nurses. We had a great time back then. And now I
That's
just sail boats.
One. That was the best one. Yeah, I used to live in a cave. Yeah, we've met some nurses. And then they kept showing him that season. Every 5 minutes, they would cut to him with a huge afro. The 70s. But Jason just shows up and blinks blankly. He's just like...
He has no stories to tell.
I like this fish. You know, he has nothing. He doesn't want to listen to them. He doesn't laugh with them. And it's always so low energy and boring. Every time they cut to the dinner, they're like, do you like the fish? I like it. Do you?
He's I like nice.
Oh, I like the fish.
He just needs to work on his, like, quiver of tails. You know, he just doesn't have any tails of the high seas. Even if he just makes one. Go on to AI. Go on to ChatGPT and be like... What sort of story could you fetch for me as a handsome captain who once crashed a boat into a dock?
Tell us about your kimono journey. Tell us about why you want everybody to smell like sandalwood. Tell us about the chilies you crashed into on the dock that time.
Tell us everything. Tell us more.
We want to know everything. So now there's the meat and cheese and all that, and caviar's coming. So Alicia goes to the galley to grab some food, and Ben's like, watch your levels, darling. Watch your levels.
He had to tell Alicia that because there's a good chance Alicia will just take the plates and just like hold them by the sides like this, and all the food will fall down. So then everyone's eating some like pancakes with caviar. And Daisy goes checking on the galley, and she's like, do you want me to seat them? And he's like, oh, they're ready to be seated. And she's like, well, I think we could get them to the table. So like, I don't know. In my opinion, cocktail hour is not finished, so they probably don't want to be seated right now. She's like, then cut to the guest, being like, is it time for us to sit at the table?
Is this the best time to be sat? So Mecca's like, so Alicia, if we're ready to sit for dinner. She's like, should I top off the Prosecco? And then in the galley, Ben's like, 20 minutes. That's the minimum you could spend on cocktail hour, all right? Who's calling the fucking shots around here, all right? Starbucks esophagus? I can't take it like this. She's like, but I'm communicating with you. You're the boss, babe. You're the boss of them. But I'm here to put the pressure on. Well, that's my job. Stop doing that. Stop it.
But that's my job. It's like, every time when she comes into the galley, she just plants a little bomb. It's just incredible. It's incredible what syrup knees can do.
I hate being an ag, but when things don't go right, who gets blamed? Not you. It's me. It's me who gets blamed every time, Gara.
Good chat. Like, literally, who does that? You're just trying to piss the guy off, or you just have such an emotional disconnect that you're practically a fucking Martian. I'm going to have to start calling you Martian Elvis. No, that's not a good one. Martian. Is there a body part that starts with an M? Martian Mounds.
Motherfucker. So everyone sits for dinner, and Daisy's like, all right, they're seated now. They seated themselves. He goes, oh, did they now? That was rather presumptuous, wasn't it? Can't even control when they're sitting down. What kind of chief stew are Ben, do your fucking food, okay? Quote Captain Sandy for the second time in this episode. Do your food.
Just get it out there. Daisy's like, Ben's chef persona, I think it's just, you know, it's smoke and mirrors. Because I know he's insecure and I have to pick my battles. Fucking put the food out and just don't be a prick.
Yeah, it's like, well, I gave him meat and cheese. You gave them a meat and cheese plate. Why are you acting like you were cooking something crazy?
Yeah.
So Mecca's like, Captain, we travel a lot. We love to take the best and we enjoy and get the best service. We want to see money dripping from things. And you guys have been really, really good. But have you been your best?
Have you been your best?
Well, we definitely have some strong heads of department. Joao, Daisy, and Ben. We're a team. It's going well. They're like, okay, well, is there any stories about like a rich person that came on board or
housewives? Super proud of the ladies, how they're cleaning those toilets. Okay. Well, is this customer service dinner theater?
So now they get some ceviche.
Please hold. It's like, please, if you'd like this message in English, please hold one. Please press one. Thank you. Do, 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 do. Are you doing hold music? I am.
That was creepy. That's old music. It's like, your call will be answered in the order in which it was received.
I'll never tell. I'll never tell. At least give me honest hold music. I hate when you're holding for like Verizon and they're like, hold on, please. Where are you? Hard Rock, you're Verizon. You're screwing me on my Apple Watch plan. Can we just get to that?
I like
Hard
that. Rock. I like that one. That one hold music that went viral. It's got that cool vibe. It's just some call up some company and you'll hear it. It's great.
Story.
No, it's great. There's this one hold music. It's so good. And like there came like a moment on the internet where people were like, someone was like, does anyone know this whole music? Because it's so good. And I was like, oh my God, I love that whole music because we've all heard it. And it has this like cool beat. It's like, and then it's like, I'll look it up.
Ben's just going to start calling international companies right now to see what we can get.
I'm going to look up awesome hold music. And what comes up?
Well, Google's celebrating St. Patrick's Day. That's for sure. I'll tell you that. It's green. Got some leaves on there.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow, there's a lot of stuff. Best music I've ever heard.
Okay, 1 hour of best music on hold. I don't think it's... There's
an hour of best hold music? God, people.
I'm gonna say viral
I didn't know that music was like a niche. That people are like, you know what? Hey, guys, tonight at dinner, we're listening to my hold music mix. Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun,
I think this
dun,
is it. Dun. This is the viral thing. It says when you're on hold and they drop this banger. Hold on. Yeah.
This one. Oh, yeah.
It's so good. And it goes. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. It goes this part.
Yes.
Sort of sounds like the Rain Man soundtrack.
Or Phil Collins, something Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Right?
So good.
Yeah, I have heard that.
It's so good.
That is good. I've never really thought about that as an art form, but whoever did that killed it.
Ben and Ronnie, get back to work.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Well, we definitely have great heads of department, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so now the octopus is going to come up, and Mecca's like, yuck. she didn't like it. Or somebody there didn't like it.
Mecca says she wasn't a fan. But I think that she was saying, I think she said, just kidding, afterwards, and they edited it out. Because down in the galley, Ben's like, did they like the octopus? Honey toes. And Daisy's like, well, some of them didn't eat it and some of them did. It's like, oh really, did Jason like it? I think so. So he's like, now all in, he's like, oh well, he's starting to get upset. And then Mike and Jenna are talking, and Mike's like, so have you tried a little chat with Idiot? And she's like, oh no, what do you think that you could give me second chance? She's like, oh no,
because you think you're completely done.
Yeah, he's 100%. He's a gentleman, but he actually said he may talk and not service letters, so that's why talking to him, and that's why I kind of fell into that lap, but not anymore.
Yeah, she's like,
I just liked him because he talked and he pretended he liked when I talked, but no more.
Well, that's a pretty solid reason. It's like, wow, a guy who liked to talk and liked for me to talk to, but that's over now. And Mike, by the way, go to work, Mike. He's just like, he's just following her around, being like, what do you think? What's your relationship like? What's that like? You're quite, what do they say on Love Island? You're quite, like, not sweet on him.
Yeah.
It's like an old 50s thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like on Love Island UK, they talk like they're in the 50s sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a honey.
Reckon. You reckon you like him?
What a honey.
Are you keen on him?
What a humdinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Daisy. Okay. Yeah. So Lobster Spring Roll. Okay. So he's gossiping and she's like, I've got nothing else to say. All right. Cause he's just following her around asking her questions. And he goes, yeah, but Eddie does think very highly of you. He does. Mike, you ninny. It's about, you're not going to get laid this way. Okay. I don't know if that's what he's trying to do, but I feel like he's just walking around trying to get leftovers.
Yeah.
Go away, Mike.
Go away. He's a gnat. So more food comes up. There's a sorbet palate cleanser and then like a mushroom and hollandaise sauce thing. And then ultimately the meal ends with an apple pie calzone and vanilla custard. And, you know, last week Ben was like, well, I think I'm going to serve you guys an apple pie. And they're like, is that the best you can do in apple pie? He's like, I think so. Uh-huh. And then we're like, why, Ben, why are you serving an apple pie? He should have told us it was an apple calzone. I think maybe we would have been a little bit more friendly.
That's worse. An apple calzone, that doesn't sound classy.
He doesn't have
you
as
don't
much.
Add calzone to something to make it sound classier.
It should be like a ham pie or something like that. But he doesn't have his mother, aka the oven, so he can't. He has to like do some sort of like fried thing for dessert.
Yeah.
But it looks very nice actually when it arrives, and so
I mean, it looks like a breakfast McDonald's apple.
It does, like a very fancy version of that, right?
Yeah, and they're all complaining. They're like, apple pie? Why are we eating apple pie? Who asked for apple pie? Why would he serve us apple pie? And then someone's like, this is good. And someone else is like, ugh.
So then pie. They're like.
And she goes, I mean, we're not here to minimize our plate. No, she goes, we're not here to minimize our palates, are we?
Perhaps you are, because you're on a reality TV cruise, not a real one. So then Ben comes upstairs and Mecca's like, oh, Ben. And Joy goes, we had a whole conversation earlier. What happened? He's like, what? Yeah, what happened, Ben? About what? Our dinner. Was it the best?
Was that the best you could do? We just wanted your best. I like that they both said it at the same time. Mecca and Joy both were like, you thought this was your best?
Dun, dun. Dun 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 dun.
Started doing the Pachanga Resort theme song.
Yes. Nope. You're still on hold. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, it was my best. And they're like, ha ha, we're just kidding.
It was great.
We loved it.
You're so creative and so amazing.
This was in fact your best. And Jason's like, that was good. I haven't been listening to any of this, but everyone else is laughing, so I'll laugh as well. It's like, you are so creative. I mean, calzone with apples? Oh my God, you're so amazing.
Did someone say something about the friend zone? Oh, calzone. Never mind.
Mike's like, are you sure you want a friend zone? The apple pie? What does the apple pie do to you? All right, well, why not have fun at my expense, right? It's not like I've had any fun this weekend. It's just an immense relief in the complaining, complimenting the food, darlings. Cheers to your gratitude, huh?
So, Mecca's like, Captain, we have a saying, so you gotta say it. It's to being pretty, powerful, and provocative. He's like, got it. To being pretty, powerful, and crashing into docks. Oh, sorry. Sometimes miss that pop up.
Pretty, provocative, and sandalwood kimonos. But just go. Just go, Captain Jason. So Ben is very pleased with himself. Now, we have a problem here. Because Ben has been manipulating his way into a guest room every week with some kind of trauma or tears.
Right.
Now he doesn't have any. He just got a huge compliment. So what's he going to do?
What's he going to do? Well, he's without his mother, so that will probably be the thing. He's like, I just had to do a whole charter without my mother.
Please let me sleep in the guest charter.
So the guests get the hot tub, and they want like a little caviar pizza. So someone goes, Ben, you look like a good time outside of work. From your haircut, I could tell you're a good time. I'm like, from his haircut, you would think he's sticking his fingers in outlets. What are you talking about? He's a good time.
Mike, are they talking to Mike?
Oh, maybe they are.
They must be.
No, they said Ben.
Outside of work, from your haircut, I can tell you're a good time. Yeah, I don't know. But both of them. That would really work for both of them.
Yeah.
So Jason tells them, you know, he says bye. And by the way, didn't you just eat 6 courses? Hi. That's us on a boat.
I was like, that would be me. I'd be like, can I have a caviar pizza?
Can we keep eating? Hi, we're going to be in the hot tub. Could you make us 5 more things just because you have to?
I know. Like, you're like, they just had 6 courses. I'm like, have you seen us this weekend?
I know. We just ate a plate of French toast piled to our heads.
Yes. By the way, Ronnie made a delicious French toast for breakfast. It was so good.
French toast. He's such a good host. Right. Don't call me single nationality.
I was just about to. So then iHeart's like, we're taking back that award now. In the galley, Ben, Ellie, and Jason.
I don't even think they're going to send it.
That took them like 6 months.
They were like, psych!
Yeah. So they didn't give us a form or anything, right? Did they?
A form?
To send the award? Last time we had to give where our address is.
They email you.
That's what I meant. It's shiny this year, by the way. It's very nice. It's a nice one. It's gonna be a nice one.
It's rose gold.
It is rose gold, and it was heavy as hell.
Yeah, and you get fingerprints all over it. They were handing them out with like those, you know, the screen cleaner cloths. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was funny. Okay. Yeah. It's like some of us touched this. Can I get a clean award? That would be great.
Do you want to hear some inside scoop about award shows? They have a microfiber available.
You guys, I got Muffy's paw prints all over my award. Okay, so
Jason.
They're in the hot tub, yeah. So
down the galley.
We go to the galley, and Ben is there with Ellie and Jason, and Jason's complimenting them. And Ben asks his favorite, and Jason's like, the octopus, that was great, and the palate cleanser was nice, too. I know you didn't just compliment the sorbet after you just had 6 courses of things, Jason.
If it's a good sorbet. By the way, how good was the octopus?
Yeah, but if you cooked all day and someone was like, what's your favorite thing? And they're like, the ice cream from the grocery store. That was the best thing. Good job.
He made the sorbet, though.
Oh, well, it counts.
Yeah, no, it counts.
No, because on Top Chef, I feel like you have to diss things if they're cold.
unless you do it really well, because then Tom will be like, you know, everyone just needs to edit, but this soup is just like simple, it's clean, and I really like it a lot. And Kristen's like, there was a ring mold in my soup.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know what Tom's going to do on that show.
I would have liked the soup as well, except that there was a ring mold in it.
He's like, it's rustic. It's rustic.
It's just rustic.
How they did it. Caveman did it.
You know, we missed Kristen Kish this weekend.
Did we? Yeah. What was she doing?
Well, she was at a restaurant for South by Southwest. We could have gotten
it. You just heard she was at a restaurant?
Well, no. She has a restaurant here, so she was around.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we should have gone.
Let's go today. Let's go right now.
She's like, sorry. Bye. I'm purging my restaurant of ring molds.
Okay, so Ben's like, oh, she was amazing, Ellie. She did great, little lumpy dumpy. She was so great. Swizzle stick. Why can't I think of body parts? I've run out of body parts.
Well, it's not just body parts. It just has to sound like a body part. Like, you little swizzle stump. So anyway, we're in the galley, as you mentioned, and Ellie is giving Joao some apple pie, and he's like, oh, no. He goes, oh, shizzle. You might think I'm referencing Snoop Dogg by saying, oh, shizzle, but I'm actually referencing how we say shit in Zimbabwe. Shizzle, shizzle. Shizzle. Shizzle is normally what we say.
Zimzle. Oh, zimzle.
Holy Zim. We just say Zim. Instead of cursing, we just say Zim.
Zimzus Christ.
Okay, Mother Zimmer.
So he's trying the apple pie, but he burns himself. And she's like, oh, that was karma, that burn.
He's like, karma? Karma for what?
Let's think through this together, shall we? Okay, step one. You invite me for wine. Great. It's going great. We're going to have a chat. Great. Wonderful. Ooh, chat with Joao. Wonderful. And this is amazing. And then this motherfucker walks up the gangway with another girl.
Is that still a date? Questionable.
So Joao is like, oh, is that how you think it was? Oh, no, I am sorry. She says, well, I'm sitting there like an idiot like this. And she goes, you know, it feels good to finally get these all off of my chest. I love Ellie. Ellie, who's known for just always having to bite her tongue and keep things on the inside.
Yeah.
I have these seconds too. You do not disobey me.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, mayday, mayday, ha ha ha, mayday, ha ha ha, woman angry, ha ha
ha.
Well, I still like him. I'm forgiving him, I'm moving on, and I'm waiting to merge genetics.
She's like species.
Cannot wait for sweaty little baby.
You know, Ellie is beautiful. She is. And I feel like she's not looking at anyone else but myself. This is a situation I have almost never been in. Ha ha ha. Modest Joao this season. It's nice to be wanted, even though I am so ugly. Ha 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 ha.
So Daisy sends Alicia to bed, and she says she's going to bed. And Daisy's like, well, I'm going to bed. All right, so let's go through your list. I want everything clean. Make sure the pantry and the sun decks are clean. Crew mess everything away, including wiping out the table. And if I see wax on the table, that's going to be a bitch to clean. But stay up as long as you need to, because I don't need you in the morning. And I think they asked for caviar for pizza, which he's got. And all right, I'll see you in the morning, okay? And
Alicia's like, oh my God, there were three things on that list.
So the guests are up at the hot tub, and one of them wants coconut water, I guess, without the ice. And Alicia is checking in on when the pizza is going to be ready. It's going to be ready in a few minutes. And then she gets it, and she serves it in the hot tub. And Mecca's like, thank you so much. Is this all we get is just pizza? Is this the best late night snack you can do? And Alicia's like, oh, well, what else would you like? She's like, oh, no. I was just asking. Actually, I was just seeing. Just, I'm perfectly happy. Just, you know, but by the way, my sheets feel a little cold. Can you put them in the dryer and warm them up before I go to bed? I'm joking. Is that the best joke I could do? I have to ask myself.
It's like, but I absolutely can do that, though. Well, it doesn't matter. They're going to cool down in 2 seconds. No, you can't do that. That's not a thing.
I bought a towel warmer. It looks like a big barrel, and you put your towels and then you plug it in and it like warms up your towels and you put your towel on. It's like nice. But the thing is that like it seems so nice, and then in practicality it is the stupidest thing in the entire world, because you want the warm shower after you get out of the warm towel after you get out of the shower, but that means you have to have this big electronic device plugged in right next to your shower. And in my bathroom, I don't have outlets next to my shower, so you'd have to actually go like across
an extension cord
to like get the towel to come back to the shower. Like, then you get water across your floor
by the time you walk
over. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I think you have to just have it wired that way. You have to be rich enough that you're like, I need electric things right next to my shower.
Yeah, you need like the ones that are like, yeah, wired into your rack, or yeah, like you get the towel warmer if you like have a staff and you're sitting somewhere and you're like, oh, could someone bring me a warm towel? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those things that sometimes we're just not meant for things. Normal people aren't meant for stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like...
That's just for rich people.
It seemed like such a fun thing to get, and it was just so stupid.
They do the hot tub stuff. Alicia is still kissing butt and stuff, and she sees her to-do list from Daisy. And Alicia's like, oh my God, it's like a whole day's list of work. You're choking. But it's really just cleaning.
Yeah, but she does the opposite, because then she breaks a glass, which means she's making things messier.
So she's just started. She immediately drops the glass, and then she just covers her face and starts walking in a circle like she's going to have a nervous breakdown. Baby steps. Just one thing at a time. It's going to be okay. And I don't want to listen to anybody complain after seeing what Ellie has to do. Because meanwhile, Ben's like, babe, could you just clean everything? And then we see the kitchen, and it is a disaster. It's like stacked up.
Yeah, that happens.
Dishes and trays and glasses and everything is just a war zone. And he's like, yeah, you do it. All right, yeah, babe, I need a break.
Yeah, exactly. So Alicia's doing her cleaning, and then her boyfriend's texting, like, are you okay? Are you okay? And she's like, I'm trying to function, but I'm like malfunctioning, which is what my mom always tells me. And you can't be back of the house, front of the house, everything house. It needs to be understood that there's things that can't be done in a day by one person. Yeah, not everything. Sure, you can't do the whole boat, but you can do some things at least. What is she doing anymore?
Yeah, it's like, my day has been so hectic physically, mentally, and of course my boyfriend's doing nothing but texting me this whole charter. And we see his text. He's like, is the charter over now? You okay? Get back to me when you can. Okay, listen, homely man. You are too needy. You need to stop this.
Yeah.
You're dating someone three times out of your league, and you need to calm down. She's on a boat. And even if she wasn't, even if you were not a print model for duck vests.
Yeah.
She is busy. Stop bugging me while I'm working. That's the most annoying thing, is having someone like, oh my God, he's so busy. Why are you calling me? Because I'm cleaning fucking poop specks off of a toilet bowl. That's why. It's not that I'm off in like Brazil, you know, banging hot people. I'm cleaning shit.
That's literally. Right. Literally.
Leave me alone, person who's still probably on a hill in Whistler.
Yeah. So it's the next morning, last day of charter, and Jason wakes up and he sees all the melted wax still on the table. It's like, if you're gonna pick and choose your battles the night before, at least clean the table. Have the table ready, you know? But all the wax, it was so bad.
You do the obvious stuff at least. Yeah. Like everything, you have all the counters clean, the table clean. And just like if somebody's coming over and at the last minute you shove everything in a closet or under a bed,
right?
Do that.
Right. The most public-facing things, the things they're actually going to be using and interacting with, clean that first, you know? Hey, everyone. This is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plane.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.